All right, so we're diving into this question you've been researching, huh? Women leading nations, think presidents, prime ministers, all that, and how that lines up or doesn't with what we see in the Bible. You've got articles, scriptural stuff, even historical bits. This is going to be good.
Yeah, and right off the bat, what's interesting is you're talking about a concept, using these modern terms, that we don't actually see spelled out in the Bible directly. It's not like women as presidents. Chapter one is sitting there waiting for us.
It's so easy to get caught up in wanting that, right? Like our brains want a modern comparison, a clear-cut answer.
Exactly. But that's where this deep dive gets fun. See, just because the Bible doesn't have a section on women running countries, not in our modern way, doesn't mean it's silent on women leading. Not at all. In fact, it's the opposite. Tons of stories. And these women, they had huge EE impact, even if their titles weren't the same as today.
That's what always gets me. We get stuck in this box of what we think leadership has to look like, but the Bible just busts right through that.
It's like we're entering a world where the point isn't the title on your business card, right? It's the impact you had, the guts you showed, how wise you were. That's how they saw leadership. And honestly, that's powerful stuff even now, don't you think?
Oh, totally. So where do we even start? Who are these women, these figures, who kind of turn our ideas of what a leader is on their head?
Okay, let's kick things off with someone I'm sure you came across, Deborah. Now, she wasn't just any leader. We're talking prophetess and D, a military leader when Israel needed both badly. It's not like she was just filling someone else's shoes. She was doing it all out.
Can't even imagine the weight of that, honestly. Judges 4 and 5, they don't hold back. To lead an army, that's some serious courage.
And what's really cool is Deborah's authority, it didn't come from being a woman or not being a woman. It was her spiritual connection, her brains, how she can make decisions when it mattered. Those traits, those are just as powerful in like a boardroom now as they were back then on a battlefield.
It really makes you think, what can we learn from her even today? That inner strength, the strategy. How do we tap into that no matter who we are, what our title is or isn't?
Now that is a question to sit with. And since we're on the topic of women who are amazing, Esther's story is like a whole historical drama. Talk about high stakes. She goes from hiding her Jewish identity to being queen, and then she saves her entire people from being wiped out.
Right. Talk about leverage, about bravery, about speaking up, even when it's scary. Esther, she didn't shy away from that, even though it put her in a vulnerable spot, that's for sure.
Exactly. It wasn't luck, her just being in the right place. She saw what was happening, how heavy it was, and she chose to act. Courage and smarts, all in one.
Makes you wonder, are there ways, even small ways, we're silencing ourselves, like holding back our own potential to lead, whatever that looks like for each of us? You know, it's wild to think about these women navigating power, right? Like, it wasn't always about having the fancy title, was it? This wise woman of Abel, she just pops into my head, talk about quick thinking and how to negotiate when it really matters.
Oh, for sure. 2 Samuel 20, her story's right there. And it's like a masterclass in, like, diplomacy. Seriously. No official power, no crown, none of that. Yet she stops a whole lot of bloodshed, saves her city just by talking, by using her words. Makes you think, right? Leadership isn't always about the role you're given. Sometimes it just appears.
Like, what if we saw tough situations as chances to lead, not to take over, but to find those solutions where everybody wins, you know?
Now there's a thought to hold on to. Since we're on smarts and influence, we got to talk Huldah. So Deborah, wise woman, they were action-oriented, right? Huldah, she's different. Her power was wisdom. It was that spiritual understanding.
It's huge EE that the king, when everything's falling apart, he goes to her for advice, to be that trusted, to be the voice of reason that's leading in a whole different way.
Totally. And it reminds us, sometimes the loudest voice isn't the leader, you know? Sometimes it's about bringing that clear sight, that wisdom, that groundedness, the spiritual kind. It's a theme, honestly, wisdom AS leadership. It's all over the Bible.
It really is. But I gotta be honest, in my research, some of the passages, they kind of threw me. Like verses that seem to be saying, nope, women can't lead. It was jarring, to be honest.
It's okay to feel that tension, really. Passages like 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 14, or 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, they come up a lot in these conversations. We can't just ignore them. It's like wrestling with the tough stuff, that's how we grow, you know?
But how do we square those verses written so long ago, so differently than now, with Deborah, with Esther, with everyone we've been talking
That's
about?
all about context. Got to see those verses within the whole of Scripture, not just on their own, like puzzle pieces out of the box. Take Galatians 3:28, for example. That verse, radical for its time. It's saying, look, no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Bam.
Talk about equality. That right there tells us those boxes we love to put people in, maybe they don't matter as much as we think.
And when you've got verses like that next to the stories we've been unpacking, things start to make more sense, right? It's less about the rules and more about seeing the worth, the potential to lead in everybody, man or woman.
So not fit this mold of leadership, but what leadership is already in you waiting to come out.
Exactly. And then there's Proverbs 31, that woman, iconic, right? Not a politician in the way we see it now, but wise. Runs her household like a boss. Compassionate, serves her community. Those are leadership qualities.
Totally. And it's like, we keep circling back titles, they come and go, but impact, making things better, that's what lasts.
Bingo.
Yeah.
The Bible isn't giving us this cookie cutter leadership thing. It's showing us all kinds of people, men, women, leading in their own ways.
Yeah.
Makes us broaden what we think a leader is, you know. And maybe, just maybe, it helps us see that potential in ourselves and in the people around us.
It's like the Bible saying, hey, look around. Leadership isn't just about who's got what title. It's happening everywhere if you know how to see it.
Yeah. And it's funny you should say that because you started out asking about queens, mm-hmm. right? Like, the Bible may not be talking modern politics, but women ruling.
Oh, that's cool. Let's get those stories.
Totally. I was curious, like, are there women with that ultimate power? You know?
And we get a whole mix, which makes it even more interesting. So we talked about Athaliah a bit, right? Seized power, Judah. Not exactly a nice story, B-U-T. And in your research, did you notice she's the only queen, her own right, to rule there? Not a king's wife, not just keeping the seat warm, HRR.
So even though it's seen as a bad example, it still shows a woman could be in charge, top spot, and that was okay back then.
Right. It wasn't being a woman that brought her down. It was her choices, the kind of leader she was. Circles back, doesn't it? Character matters more than the title. But then you've got someone like the Queen of Sheba. Talk about a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. She went to see Solomon, right? Tested his wisdom and all that.
That's her. But think about it. She didn't just send a message. She went to him, to his kingdom. That says something about her own authority, how much people respected her, even back then. Like, women rulers weren't some crazy idea, even in other places at the time.
Exactly. Add a whole nother layer to things. And it makes me think about Esther again. Became queen, kind of out of the blue, but when things got tough, she stepped up, used everything she had to save her people.
And she was smart about it. It wasn't just, I'm queen, do what I say. There was thought behind it, bravery too.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Leadership's not sitting around waiting for someone to hand you a certificate. It's about seeing where you need to step up, whatever your role is, and having the wisdom, the guts to do what needs doing.
This whole deep dive has been eye-opening, I gotta say. So many sides to this question, but it keeps coming back to that first thing. Does the Bible say, straight up, yep, women, national leadership, all good?
And honestly, no. Not a simple yes or no. But what it does give us, a way to understand what leading really is, you know, it's not about the office, the fancy chair. It's character, it's courage, it's caring for people. It's using what you're good at to make the world better, however that looks for you.
So not fit into this box of leadership, but what's the leadership that's already in you?
Nailed it. The Bible, it's like it's saying, look inside yourself, build those good things up, and then go do something with it. The women we talked about, they didn't wait for someone to give them the okay. They sought a need and they acted.
That's powerful and something to think about long after this is over, for sure. So as we wrap up, what's one last thought you'd leave with someone listening? What should they keep rolling around in their minds?
Here it is. If we only think of leadership as those big, important sounding jobs, we miss it happening every day all around us. These stories, they remind us, leading takes lots of forms. And the best kind. It comes from who you are, how brave you are, how much you want to serve something bigger than yourself. So what can you do right now, today, to live that out, to make a difference, even in your own little corner of the world? That's worth thinking about.
Absolutely. A question for all of us, really. And on that note, we'll let you keep exploring these ideas, keep those questions coming. Until next time, keep diving deep.